今天的经文是在创世纪三章十九节，只有一节。
Scripture reading Genesis chapter 3 verse 19.
好，只有一节，我们一起起立，我们来攻读这句神的话。
Can we just stand up, just read this over? By the sweat.
好，预备，请。
By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground. Since from it you were taken.
再一次齐声一起读，预备，来。
你必
汗流满面，才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而来的。好，各位请坐，你们请。好，我们的健康系列，我们今天到了这一次要分享的是健康的职业观。
Share with you among my series of preachings, like healthy professionalism.
好，美国劳工局统计最近公布一个数据，显示美国的失业率已经下降到 3.8%。
So according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate of America has descended to 3.8%.
它在2000年4月一样保持最低，是1969年以来最低的记录。
So that has been the record low since 1969.
那夏天，光今年的夏天呢，是美国青少年16岁到24岁年轻人的失业率也降至52年来的最低点。
So this summer, among the young people, the youth, aging from 16 to 24 years, so their unemployment has also gone down to the lowest point.
Yeah, 这实在是一个好消息啊。
That's a good news.
Yeah, 不过全世界其他的地区可能就没有这么幸运了。
But the other parts of the world might not be that lucky.
Yeah, 世界各地都有失业人口，有高有低。
So among the whole world, people lose jobs.
甚至有些国家他们的失业率是到高达人口的一半以上。
Unemployment rate can be high, can be low. In some countries, could be more than half of the population.
尤其在非洲国家，许多人至今仍然不能够找到一份能够养家糊口的职业。
So Africa, a lot of countries in Africa, a lot of people cannot even find a job that can make their ends meet.
我想对他们来讲，这是非常一件可怕的事情。我们也很难想象，我们如果在那个环境当中是怎么样的可以生存的。
So we can hardly imagine how we can survive in that kind of environment.
所以我们今天能够丰衣足食，我们实在要非常的感恩。
So we should be very grateful we have enough food and clothing.
许多华人来到美国定居，也都是希望得到一份很好的工作。
A lot of Chinese people come to the United States in order to get a good job.
于是他们无论是透过他辛苦读书拿到学位，并且申请到一份工作。
So they work very hard in order to get a diploma, in order to get a good job.
或是他们透过其他的移民申请管道。
Or immigrate to America.
许多人就到美国各地，包括去很落后偏僻的中西部，在那边工作。
So they even move to different parts of America, even to the less populated Midwest Ohio.
人口非常稀少的这个华人稀少的这中西部，仅仅为了那一份工作，全家人就搬来了。
So just for that job, a whole family could be moving to the area.
当然，后来他们可能会搬走，也是因为工作的调动。
So later they could be moving again to another place, maybe because their job change.
所以这成为北美华人教会主要变迁移动这些主要原因。
So job change has become a major reason for the Chinese people to move.
所以华人在美国的这个搬动非常的普遍。
So that's a very common phenomenon in America.
我们当中很多人也是从外地搬来的。
Among us, a lot of people actually come from other states of America.
前不久，我遇到一个几十年前认识的老朋友，他搬到 Laguna Woods 里面。
So not very long ago, a friend of ours, very old friend of ours, actually came moved to Laguna Woods.
他告诉我，他不要再搬家了，因为过去因为工作的调动，他总共搬了三十几次，都搬怕了。
So he said he had decided not to move anymore because he had moved 30 times.
不过也练就他一这个适应新环境非常的快。
But also has also made him become a person that could actually get accustomed to the new environment really quick.
我还认识另外一个朋友，他是外交官的孩子。
I also know a child of a diplomat.
我很羡慕他会讲好几国的语言。
I really admire him. He's multilingual.
原来也是因为他父母经常工作调动，常常搬家。每到一个新的地方就学习新的语言。
That's because also his parents always move, so whenever she goes to a new place, she always learns a new language.
好不容易学会一个语言之后，又搬了，又要学一个新语言了。
The once she learned a new language, then she moved to a new place again.
但是也却造就她成为一个语言天才。
And then she became a language genius.
可见一份工作职业对我们个人 或是家人一生的影响何等的重要。
So we know a job is very important for a family.
我们一般正常人，我们也都期待拥有一份稳定的工作或是职业。
So we common people always expect a stable career.
包括我们的下一代，我们辛苦养育他们、栽培他们，也是希望他们将来长大之后能够找到一份像样的工作，是不是
？Even our children, we expect them to have a good job in the future.
啊，当你问你的孩子啊，问你。他长大之后要干什么？
So when your children ask you what he or she is supposed to do in the future when she grows up or he grows up,
那请问你要怎么回答他们？
How would you answer them?
啊，我猜你可能不会回答说，哎，孩子啊，我们家不差那几个钱啊，以后你不用工作啊，好几代都发不完的哈。
I guess you might not say, oh, you don't have to work because we have tons of money for generations. We won't even to use it up.
不过我猜你有可能会这样回答。
But then you might answer that way. I don't know.
我说你最好当医生或是做律师。
Or you might say you'd better be a doctor or lawyer.
因为这是标准的华人家庭的期待。
Because that's a standard expectation of an Asian family.
啊，上个礼拜我们有儿童祝福礼。
So last week we have a baby dedication ceremony.
好几个孩子在这里。我们都也期待将来这些孩子长大哦，之后慢慢在社会上有极大的贡献。
So we all expect these dedicated children to become to be able to make great contributions to the world when they grow up.
那假如你是他们的父母，你期待他们将来长大做什么行业？
So if they were their parents, what would you expect them to do in the future?
那在现实的生活上，有多少人最后真正能够当上医生跟律师呢？
So in reality, how many people can become lawyers and doctors?
可能包括你自己。都不是医生或律师啊。
So you yourself might not be able to become a doctor or lawyer.
难道其他的行业都不重要了吗？
How can you expect your children to become a lawyer or your doctor?
有许多的父母常常给予儿女一些错误的职业观。
So a lot of parents give their kids a wrong professionalism view.
例如我们去餐馆吃饭的时候。
For example, you go to a restaurant.
你要带孩子还带着书本啊，就吃饭的时候还要去学习。
You ask your kids to bring their books to restaurant to study.
那你还要再补上一句。
Even add.
你若不好好读书，以后就跟这个餐厅服务员一样。
If you don't study well, you'll become a waitress or waiter in the future.
啊，走到外面的时候还看，你还不好好读书，你就跟那扫大街的一样。
And if you go out, you're probably going to teach your kids, hey, if you don't work hard, study hard, you'll become like a cleaner or something, cleaner person.
奇怪了，做餐厅服务员又怎么了？
So what's wrong about being a waiter or waitress?
扫大街又怎么了？
So being a cleaner, what's wrong with that?
他们对社会的贡献很重要的。
They have great contributions in this world.
但问题是，今天许多人都以职业的尊贵或是收入的高低来衡量一个人的价值与成功，这样的观念是不正确的。
So unfortunately, a lot of people measure our values according to our professions, according to our accomplishments.
那作为基督徒，我们应该怎么样？健康的来看待我们的职业工作呢
？So, as Christians, how should we consider our professionalism? What is considered a healthy view?
尤其现在许多刚好是大学毕业时候，暑假期间，这是找工作的这个旺季。
Summer usually is the peak season for looking for jobs.
而且我们当中最近刚好很多人刚好最近也找到一份工作。
Some of our brothers and sisters have recently found a job.
啊，甚至。这是他们来美国的第一份工，正式的工作，对他们讲意义何等的重要。
That's actually the first formal job for them.
因此，我们要怎么样来健康的看待这份职业呢
？So how should we, Christian view the career with healthy outlook?
好，以下我们要从人类始祖亚当从神领受的第一份职业工作，哈，来一起学习。
I guess we need to learn from Adam, our ancestor, to learn how to, be a good worker.
好，让我们一起来读第一个是汗流满面哈，尽心竭力的。我们来读三章十九节，我们一边读一边把它背下来，好不好
？So scriptures, Genesis 3:19. Let's read this over.
请。
By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you turn to the ground, since from it you were taken.
好，许多人以为汗流满面是一种咒诅，但其实圣经并没有这样说。
A lot of people think that sweating on your brow is actually a curse, but Bible actually did not say so.
圣经只说大地因为人类犯罪而受到咒诅，在十七节。
The Bible just said the earth has been cursed because of our sins.
但是假如汗流满面真的是神给我们人类无法逃避的咒诅，但是为什么今天你看大部分人上班的时候都在吹冷气？
If sweating were really like a curse, unavoidable from God, how could all of us actually enjoy air conditioning right now?
那没有流汗满面的工作，是不是就违反圣经了？
So if you don't sweat on your brows, then you actually work according to the Bible.
我甚至发现，我住在南加州两年了，下来。 要有汗流满面的机会还真的不多。I've
been living in Southern California for 2 more years, and I found it actually is not easy to sweat in this place.
我就在想，连我上一次流汗是什么时候，我都怎么想都想不起来。I
don't quite remember when I sweated last time.
因此，我相信汗流满面的真的意思，并非按字面去解释。So
I believe that's not the literal meaning of sweating.
而是要我们对工作。 对职业有一份尽心竭力的态度。
But what God really meant is we need to have a devoted attitude toward our jobs.
好, 根据原文呢, 汗流满面的直接的翻译是鼻子流汗。
So the direct translation of sweating on face actually nose sweating.
我们不从医学的角度去探讨鼻子流汗的这个的问题。
So we're not going to actually trying to study what it means by no sweating from a medical point of view.
我们要从文学的角度去理解鼻子流汗背后所象征的意思。
We need to understand the symbolic meaning behind it.
我们都知道鼻子是最不容易流汗的，因为汗腺比较不发达。
It's actually not really easy for noses to sweat.
所以鼻子流汗所要表达的呢，是一种专注、执着、认真、谨慎、辛劳、努力、勤奋的。 工作态度.
So sweating actually means an attitude in your work. That means devotion, discretion, seriousness, hardworking, and diligence, and hardworking.
反观我们今天在职场上，许多人工作的态度是轻轻松松、马马虎虎、得过且过、混混日子的态度。
So today in our professional field, we've seen a lot of people are very casual, very careless, and then they just muddle along.
反正只要老板没有看到，不需要那么拼命的。
So as long as the boss did not see them, and they did not need to be so hardworking.
你要持这样态度的人呢，到处都有。
So this kind of attitude is everywhere.
我过去住在底特律附近。I
used to live very close to Detroit.
那边是美国从前汽车工业的大城。That
was the biggest city of American automobile industry.
那时候有人半开玩笑的这样跟我说。So
some people joking with me.
你千万不要买美国车哦。
You better not buy American cars.
如果要买，也千万不要买下午组装制造的。
And better not buy those models that are actually were made.
他还教我说怎么看那个序号，就知道是上午组装跟下午组装的。
So you could actually tell by the numbers of the cars in order to know if these cars were made in the mornings or in the afternoons.
我觉得奇怪哈，这个买个车跟上午组装跟下午组装制造的有什么差别呢？
So I felt really strange. What's the difference there?
好，他这样说，他说因为美国人下午都要喝咖啡，吃甜甜圈。
Because, but so he explained, because a lot of Americans would actually went to Dunkin' Donuts to drink coffee and eat donuts.
那就像我们喝下午茶，稍稍休息一下的习惯，这我们能够理解。
Just like we Chinese people would drink tea in the afternoon, just relax and rest a little bit.
他说，因为一些大老板呢，他上午来公司巡视一下，下午就走了。
So bosses just go to the companies and then just supervise a little bit, and then they're not going to come in the afternoon.
那这工人呢，下午都要休息喝咖啡的。
So these workers will start drinking coffee in the afternoon.
那时间到了，就算一个螺丝还没锁上去，他也不管，他要休息，他要喝咖啡的。
So they're not going to actually consider what their boss going to look at them. They're going to continue to work, to drink coffee and rest.
他认为他的喝咖啡这个放轻松比他的工作重要。
So they think it's actually more important for them to drink coffee and eating donuts than actually working.
所以他不管，那个螺丝锁到一半了，他不管了，就先休息再说。
So their attitude is really casual.
所以你有很可能买到那个只差一个螺丝没锁上的车子，或是没锁紧的车子。
So you might buy some cars that have some parts are missing.
虽然这是半开玩笑的话，但是我发现许多人工作态度真的是非常马虎草率，相当不敬业。 这是不争的事实。
Although that was a joke, I know a lot of people do actually work in a very careless way.
尤其当老板不在场监督你的时候。
Especially when the bosses are not there.
这不单是美国人，其实任何人都一样。
So it's not just the Americans.
即使圣经对基督徒的教导却不是这样。
But the Bible has different instructions on this part.
以弗所书6章5到7节怎么说呢？
Ephesians chapter 6:5.
那让我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Just Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor and their eyes on you,
but
slaves of Christ doing the will of God
from your heart. So wholeheartedly as you do the Lord, not people.好像服侍主不像服侍人，好，这是神对我们的一个期待，不是在眼前而已。
So it's God's expectations toward us.
然后要甘心服侍。
We need to willingly serve.
保罗也这样教导我们。
Apostle Paul also teaches.
殷勤不可懒惰。
Never be lacking in zeal.
这是保罗对所有基督徒的劝勉。
So that's he is actually teaching to all Christians.
那耶稣对世人的期待也是人在。最小的事上忠心，在大事上怎么样？也忠心啊。
So Jesus' expectations is also like this. He taught us, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much.
职场上的服事就是如此，无论你做什么工作，投身什么行业，都不应该存着一个找个铁饭碗啊，当官差吃闲饭的心态。
So we should actually have this kind of attitude. Do not just work for our bosses.
唯有殷勤努力才能够容神一人。
So we need to really have that kind of zeal and passion for their job.
不管你是从事任何一种行业，都有上帝为你预备的目的。
So whatever profession you do, there is a purpose in it from God.
包括你以后一步一步的被提拔。都不是踩着别人上去的。
So actually, your promotion is actually on the stepping of others.
那我们都有这样理解，你要升官都要踩着别人上去嘛，哈。但是事实上，这不是神的心意哦。
We feel like if we want to be promoted, we need to step on other people, but that's not God's will.
那我们以约瑟的例子。
Let's just use Joseph as an example.
上帝为他预备的终极角色是埃及宰相。
So God wants him to become the prime minister of Egypt.
只不过他要先从基层做起。
But then,
当奴隶。
But then he has to start from the very, very bottom.
然后步步高升，最后爬升到护卫长总管的职务。
He had to go through a lot of steps in order to be promoted to the ultimate role God prepared for him.
然而接下来他不愿意晋升为护卫长夫人的地下情人的角色。
He was not willing to be tempted by his master's wife.
意思就是今天的话就是当小三呐。
So he did not want to be like the third person party in a couple's marriage.
当小三好不好？荣不荣耀神？不要，没有当过，不知道。
Of course, that does not glorify God.
约瑟说：“我岂能做这大恶，得罪神呢？”
So what Joseph answered his master was, "How could I do this?"
可是今天好多人都要当小三啊，还抢着要当嘞。
But in this world, a lot of people want to be this kind of people.
那约瑟他不愿意从，结果就被降职了。
So Joseph did not want to become that kind of person. Then he was demoted.
那降职什么？
He was
专职的受刑冤狱受刑人。
So because he refused to be the lover of the master's wife,
还含冤入狱啊！你看多可怜。
He was degraded to a full-time prisoner.
不过这也是他的工作。
That was his job also.
哎，所以呢，他还是好好的做好他的工作。
Although he was in prison, he still did his job really well.
后来呢，他在监狱里面呢，又当上另外一个老公，就是解梦专家。
Even he became a dream interpretation expert.
哦，然后呢，也步步高升，最后很神奇的待上。最后，神又在预备了埃及宰相。
That eventually he reached his ultimate goal, which is the prime minister of Egypt that God prepared for him.
但是我们看见他这一路过来，无论他做什么工作，他都尽心竭力的态度去完成。
But we can see, no matter what kind of jobs he did, he always did it with his best efforts.
甚至可以勇敢的去拒绝他不应该从事的这些不荣耀上帝的这些工作。
And refusing to do those jobs that did not glorify God.
因此。我们看我们自己，你现在无论你从事什么行业，你在每一个不同的角色上，你都可以成为别人的祝福。
So look at ourselves. Are we glorifying God in all the jobs that God have given us?
假如连约瑟关在监狱里面，似乎被羞辱，但是当个受刑人，这样都可以荣耀神。那我们无论在任何工作岗位上，那更是可以荣耀神了。
Even as a full-time prisoner, Joseph could actually glorify God through his jobs in prison. Let alone us, we could do the same thing.
那第二，才得糊口的意思是供应家人的需要。
The second thing is eating your food means providing the needs for your family.
好，我们一起来读第再一次三章十九节，预备，请。
Bible By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken.
好，我们一般人对找一份工作的理由，通常都是说，就是为了混口饭吃啊，为了顾三餐。
We look for jobs in order to make ends meet, have some food to eat. Meals.
别以为这个理由很粗俗哦，
practical,
其实这是合乎圣经的。
That's a very practical reason, and it's actually accords with the Bible.
但事实上，工作真的是为了吃那顿饭吗？
But it's really just for eating food.
啊，如果真的是为了啊，仅为那一顿饭，那我建议大家都到餐馆去打工就好了。
If you work just for eating, then you'd better just work in a restaurant.
因为在餐馆打工虽然赚钱不多，不过他们都负责这个吃的，三餐都包的。
Because even you don't earn much as a waiter or waitress, you could, your three meals are actually already made there.
但为什么大部分人都不去呢？
So why not a lot of people? Why don't a lot of people do this kind of job then?
所以我们知道，其实说为了三餐啊，为了这个饭吃啊，其实是一种比较婉转的说法。
That's a euphemism.
所以有人这样说，他工作的目的就是为了实现他人生理想抱负。
Some people say that they work because they want to accomplish their life goals.
他要把过去所学的才干能力贡献出来。
They want to make full use of their talents and their abilities.
也借着发挥他这些专长，他的强项，不但可以找到他人生的价值，更可以得到他应得的回报。
Also make full use of their strength and to realize their life values.
他的回报可能就是那很高的薪资与优厚的福利。
And also because they have invested, they want to get have a big return, like a big salary.
我想这样的说法应该没有错吧。
So these things, there's nothing wrong with that.
但是请问这跟吃饭有什么关系？
But do those things have anything to do with eating food?
好像一点都没有关系吧。
Seems like no.
我过去在东岸牧会的时候，教会来了一位新朋友。他是博士班毕业之后呢，在当地一家很大的杜邦公司顺利找到一份工作。
So I used to know a friend of mine, and when I was pastoring a church on the eastern coast, and after he graduated from his doctoral degree, he got his doctorate degree, he found a job at DuPont Company.
他的工作就是专门做产品研发的这个工作。
In the Department of Research and Development.
但是他每一次聚会的时候都要自我介绍嘛，新朋友自我介绍，他都这样讲。他说我真的何等的幸运啊！
So every single time he would actually testify to everybody is how lucky he was, how fortunate he was.
他每天的工作就是跟一群世界级的科学家一起研究开发新的产品。
Because his job every day was to research and develop some new products with world-class scientists.
这是他过去一直梦寐以求的事情。
So that was his dream job.
能跟这些世界顶级的科学家同事一起工作，就算不要钱，他都愿意。
So he was willing to work with this world-class scientist, even he did not earn money, he was very willing to do so.
当然不是说不要钱，公司给他很高的薪水，但是说我就算不要钱，我都要天天要来做。
Of course, the company paid him a lot, but still, he was working really hard because he really liked that job.
所以他每天都非常认真的工作，甚至经常做到废寝忘食的地步。
And he worked just so hard, he didn't even forgot to eat. Forgot to sleep.
假如照他这样的说法，他非常享受他这份工作，甚至没饭吃都愿意。
So according to his way, he's just so enjoyed his job even without eating, without sleeping.
这样来说，他不是为了吃饭糊口的目的，那是不是跟圣经所说的有冲突了？
So he did not just work for eating, for getting his stomach full. So would that be in conflict with the Bible said?
其实圣经讲的财得糊口，乃是说明我们工作努力之后的回报。
So actually, what the Bible meant is eating food, being able to eat food is that's just like a return of our hard of our hard working.
这是为了能够赚钱养活家庭，包括的不仅是每天的那一顿饭，更是家人各项需用能够得到充分的供应。
It's to provide the needs of our families, not just that meal.
你不能说我因为我热爱我的生命，享受我的职业，结果一毛钱都没赚到，全家人都饿肚子。
So you can't say you love your job so much, you enjoy your profession so much that you don't earn even a penny, and then so the whole family cannot even make.
那各项的开销都无法得到保足，那这样的工作可能就不是最好的。
So that kind of job might not be the best for your family.
但我们也知道，工作的目的也不仅仅只有赚钱。
So of course the earning money is not the only purpose of work.
但至少能够平衡家中的生活开销。
But at least that's to balance your cost.
在现实的社会当中呢，许多人对职业与工作的认可，常常是以累积财富或追求自我实现生命中为最主要的目标。
So in this world, a lot of people work just for earning money, accumulating wealth.
我们经常在网络上看见一些的文章。教你如何让你赚到人生第一桶金，买下第一栋房子，或是在50岁以前就可以退休，这类的快速致富的耸动文章广告而被误导。
So we have read a lot of articles that are really misleading, and then just teaching you how to earn the money in your life, how to earn your first house, and so you can retire when you're 50 years old, and then just emphasizing the importance of wealth, which are very misleading.
这些文章都在强调财富的重要
emphasizing the importance of just wealth.
他吹嘘以少数人的这个成功经验为样本
and boasting the success of some few people.
夸耀事业有成的年轻企业家的奢华生活
trying to excel the luxurious lives of those young professionals.
因而带给读者无限的憧憬
so giving the readers a lot of illusions.
可是当我们回归现实生活的时候，我们才发现，其实大部分人在职场上只都是一个小角色。
But we return to the reality. Actually, a lot of us are just doing playing a very little role in our professional field.
不管是领固定薪水的上班族，或是辛勤跑客户的业务员，想要一夜致富，并非易事。
So it's not easy either for a sales representative or like a person who has stable income.
就算可能。你也要衡量超时的工作，牺牲个人的健康、爱情、婚姻、家庭，甚至有时还要违背良知，做出抵触法律或伦理道德之事。
So in order to becoming rich is not an easy thing. Sometimes you even have to overwork, even sacrifice your health, your family, your marriage, and even actually break your conscience and do things that break the rules.
你付出这样的代价，你要想一想，你要事先去评估、衡量的，有这个必要、有这个值得让你去这样做吗
？So before you accumulate such wealth, you have to first measure and evaluate. Is that even worthy for you to do that?
你这样做是在荣耀神吗
？Are you glorifying God when you do those kind of things?
所以财得糊口，对我们而言呢，不仅是一份安逸中有足以温饱的期待。那更是一份责任的托付。
So eating food according to the Bible is just like an expectation from God, telling us our responsibility.
对象不单只是对于家人，也是对自己。
We need to be responsible not just for our family members, but also for ourselves.
这不但是为了供应全家人的需要，更是为了能够荣耀上帝。
We don't just provide our family needs, but also to glorify God.
自从宗教改革以来，新教徒相信人活着是以荣耀上帝、以他为乐的生活为目标。
So since the religious revolution, the Protestants, the new Christians actually believe that we live in order to glorify God.
而工作是上帝给每一个人服务社会的机会。
But the jobs are actually what God gives each one of us an opportunity to serve the community.
所以工作的目的不只是为了要赚取金钱、累积财富。
So we don't just work to accumulate wealth.
也不是追求工作上的成就来证明自己的卓越。
To achieve our personal goals, to accomplish, to show our excellence.
因为当人沦为以自己的卓越为目标的时候，在追求卓越的过程当中，就容易忘记对他人的责任以及对上帝的感恩。
So because in that pursuit of excellence, we could easily forget what God's responsibility is on earth.
至于什么才是好的工作呢
？So what is considered a good job?
现今社会中有许多人在选择工作时，都是以收入的多寡或投资报酬率作为主要的判断依据。
So people choose jobs just because of the pay.
于是钱多事少离家近就成为许多人心目中的理想的选择
So more money, less work, closer to where you live That's going to be an ideal job for most of people
作为一个基督徒固然有实现生活层面的这个顾虑但是追求自己生活的舒适不应该 成为优先考量的因素。
Although these can be our considerations, but this could not be our priorities.
因为若把追求个人生活舒适放在服务他人的价值之上，就已经违背基督徒的工作原则了。
So seeking personal comfort over achieving our values for serving other people is already against our Christian values about jobs.
自从马丁路德改教以来，新教徒相信万民皆祭司。
Since Martin Luther's religious reform, new Christians believed they were all priests.
人并没有所谓高低阶层之分。
So there are no such hierarchy difference among us.
所以只要是能够荣耀上帝、服务社会的正当工作，都是尊贵的工作。
So as long as we can glorify God, serve the community, serve the society, that will be considered as a noble job.
加尔文在他所写的《基督教要义》当中，他把每一个人的工作看成是从上帝给我们的呼召。
And theologian Calvin told us, like, our jobs, we should consider our job as callings from God.
他勉励基督徒对工作的上的困难要以忍耐和顺服的心情来面对，这就是我们荣耀神的方式。
When we face difficulty in our jobs, we need to obey and to be submissive. That's our ways to glorify God.
最后一个是直到归途，也就是要坚持到底的决心。
So last thing about being a good worker is you need to be determined to adhere to the end.
让我们一起再读一次。第三章十九节，预备，请。
By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you are taken.
好，我们再读一次好不好？预备，一半都睡着了吗？啊，你们的回应啊，你们的回应可以决定讲道的品质。让我们再一次，让我们的讲道越来越好，好不好？好，预备，来，你必流汗满面，才得糊口，知道你归了途，因为你是从土。太棒了，如果每一周都这样，哇，这太棒了，我们都有回应。由于就业的机会不多，所以在无论在台湾或是在中国大陆，有很多大学毕业生都有一种毕业恐惧症。
Because there are not a lot of job opportunities in Taiwan and mainland China, a lot of graduates have graduation phobia.
为什么？因为他们一毕业就表示他们要失业了。
Because they're so worried they might not be able to find a job.
那即便如此，我告诉你，还有一个更可怕的现象。
There is even like a more scary phenomenon.
就是说现在有许多年轻人虽然很努力的、认真的在找工作，哇，最后也顺利的找到一份工作，可是你发现他一年到头又在换工作。
So we find a lot of young people, although they're so working so hard to look for jobs and even find a good job, but they still keep changing their job.
甚至他还这样夸口说：“我一年换了24个老板。”
They even boast they have changed like 24 bosses.
我一年才十二个月，你换了24个老板，哇，真厉害！
Like 12 months in a year,
平均一个两个礼拜都不到就给他 fire 掉，哇，好厉害！
24 bosses in a year.
动不动就把老板炒鱿鱼了，你还觉得这是很神奇？
And they even feel proud of it.
这个现象好奇怪哈。
How strange is that?
那其实说穿了就是没有决心与毅力能够坚持到底。
Well, the major reason because they don't have that determination and strength to actually adhere to their job to the end.
别以为这是华人的习性哦。
Don't think that's a habit of Chinese people.
根据美国统计，
according to
他针对一个美国人的生涯当中，
averagely in America's profession,
他平均会换四到五个不同的工作领域哦，不是换工作环境而已，是不同的工作领域。
Averagely, an American actually would change 4 to 5 professional fields, not just change their working environment.
也就是说，任何人要坚持一份相同的工作上，或是能够持续一段长的时间，并不容易的。
So it's not easy for anybody to stay on the same job.
哦，也许你会怪罪说，当年在选科系的时候没有选好。
So you might say, "Hey, I have chosen the wrong major."
也许你会对工作的热情啊，随时在改变。
So my passion for this job has been lost.
哦，有些人给更好的理由是，哦，因为我的兴趣广泛，哈，我可以有不同的尝试。
So my interest is quite diverse. I could try different things.
啊，但更重要的，我们知道，我们常说，行行出状元。
In China, there is a saying that any professional field can actually seek the most excellent state.
那行行出状元的意思就是说，每一项职业都有它的重要性。你只要好好干，在不同职业都会能够有出人头地的。
Every profession can have its own value, and every job You can do every job excellently.
可是倘若一个人对一份工作他执着不够，他不能够坚持到底，那表示这个人的稳定性不高，这个人未来的成功的几率就相对的比较低。
So if you cannot be stable on one job, and then your rate of success will be low there also.
同不同意？
Do you agree with that?
哎，所以你如果家人、你的孩子找工作，你要鼓励他要坚持到底啊。
Because the low stability of this person made this person lose his jobs.
当然，我们也知道找工作很不容易。
We know that's not easy to find a job.
啊，有些人找工作不容易是，不是找不到，是不知道哪一个好。
It really takes God's leading because we don't know what kind of job is really what God prepared for us.
我当牧师有一个很头痛的哈，常常就说。
Pastor, I often feel headaches.
啊，我要选哪一个？啊，两个工作机会啊，然后呢，怎么办？他选 A 还是 B？ 两个都很好哈。
Sometimes could be two churches want to recruit me as a pastor. I don't know which one I should go.
哦，比较少说啊，我要选哪一个男朋友，或是女朋友？哎，我两个都在追求我，我要选哪一个？比较少这样子的哈，当然也有，比如比较多的是哪一个工作哈，哪一个工作他比较喜欢，你帮我做决定，啊，那个压力很大，是不是
？So lots of pressure.
那你要怎么决定？
So how can you
你会怎么告诉他
？How can you tell a person who's who has to choose which one is his or her boyfriend or girlfriend?
钱多事少离家近，是不是？好，不一定啊，不一定啊。
Closer to where you live.
其实圣经有答案啊，你要告诉他，你最保险就是让他去看圣经。
So the best answer is ask them to read the Bible.
圣经怎么告诉他呢
？So what does the Bible say?
啊，我们一起来读以赛亚书三十章二十一节。
Isaiah 30:21.
好，预备，来。
Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
你要行走，对。基督徒是相信神会亲自引领并赐下工作机会的。
Christians should believe God will lead and He will give us opportunities.
并且许多人说亲身经历过的。
There's a lot of people who has experienced that in person.
同意的请举手。你有亲身经历这样子的神的引领
？Have you ever experienced God leading personally in your life?
所以在求职的工作上，我们要学会交托。
So when you seek for a job, you need to learn how to turn it into God's hand.
并且敏锐神的引领
I'm very sensitive to God's leading.
更重要是神预备你这一份工作是他对你的托付
Then you have to be very clear, aware if this is the job that God has entrusted you to do.
不分贵贱你都要尽心尽力坚持到底去完成它
Then whether it's high or low, your point of view, then you have to stay on this job.
并且得到上司的认可以及众人的认可
And also satisfy your boss and satisfy your coworkers.
直到神给你另一个新的工作挑战。
Until God gives you a new job challenge.
可惜我们看见许多人认为工作不好找嘛。
But a lot of people complain that it's really hard to find a job.
要么专业不对口，要么太累吃不了苦。
Or the professions do not match with our majors, or it's just too hard.
呀，专业对不了口，当然很难。可是呢，太累啊，吃不了苦，这也是更。更平常的。
These are common reasons for us to complain.
于是干脆就闲懒在家。
So a lot of people just ended up staying at home, not without doing.
反正觉得家庭条件还算可以，也不差多赚这几个钱。
So they feel like they don't like money, they just don't need money.
所以有一个新的名词叫做啃老族。
So there is a new word for those young people just stay at home and rely on their parents to live.
而且你会很惊讶，有越来越多这样的人。
So there are even more and more young people who have become this kind of.
你知道上一个世代最流行什么族吗？顶客族啊，顶客族就是 double income no kids 哈，双薪无孩子的这个族群。
So used to be dink families are the most popular, means double income no kids.
啊，那现在呢，啃老族已经超过了这个顶客族了。
Now there are more KL than dink.
好，可能你想一想周围，你不要讲出来哈。想一想你周围可能有很多啃老族。
So think about your friends around you who are KLs who are dinks.
你不用想，就我们家就有了。很多的啃老族啊。
So who are these people who just rely on their parents?
而且他们还很理由很充分的是说，我不花这些钱，那给谁花、啊、
？They even like saying that if I don't spend this money, and who is going to spend this money?
但圣经并不教导我们成为啃老族。
But the Bible does not want us to just rely on our parents to make a living.
因为上帝本身就是一位工作者。
Because God is a worker himself.
你看上帝虽然衣食无缺，或是说他根本不需要依靠这些，可是他从第一天工作到第六天，直到第七天他才休息。
God does not need anything definitely, but from the first day to the seventh day, he worked. And he was working until the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Genesis 2:3. God worked. On the seventh day, he rested from all his work.
好，当人类啊，这个被造了以后，虽然衣食啊，吃喝无虑啊，
So we were created although we did not have to worry anything.
但是你看整个伊甸园都可以吃嘛。
But then in the whole Garden of Eden, there are so many things they could eat.
可是不是让他们天天吃饱睡觉啊，睡饱就吃，不是这样。他要他们干什么？他要他们治理这地啊，管理这个啊海这个啊地面，治理这地，管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上所有这个各样行动的活物。
So God just did not ask Adam and Eve just eat all the fruits and just instead, he asked them to work, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it.
So, 上帝自己就是一个工作者，并且也要人成为工作者。
So, over every living creature that moves to the ground, and he, not only himself was a worker, he expected his children to work.
到了新约时候，耶稣，他称为一个木匠，约瑟的家里。
So, New Testament time, Jesus actually was born in a carpenter's family.
但是他也曾经继承父业，从事木匠的工作。
He actually became apprentice of a carpenter, his father.
不是他父亲是木匠，是人称他为木匠啊。在马可福音六章三节说，这不是那木匠吗？不是说木匠的儿子吗？他说不是那木匠吗
？So in Mark chapter 6:3 said, "Isn't this the carpenter that was Jesus' career?"
所以他做木匠做到一个程度，人家认可他是木匠，而不是木匠的学徒或是木匠的孩子啊。
So Jesus actually meant.That was actually Jesus' career. He actually became really a professional carpenter.
连一个君尊的一个天上的一个啊这么荣耀的君王都愿意成为地上都工作嘞。
So such a royal priest, a king, who is willing to become a carpenter in this world, came into human form.
保罗他在写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候，也劝勉基督徒不可游手好闲，应当安辛勤工作，安静工作，吃自己工作所得的饭。
So in Second Thessalonians chapter 3:12, Paul actually urges Christians to settle down, earn the food they eat.
因此，不管你真的是否需要吃那一顿饭
，So whether you need to eat that food or that meal or not,
你都有必要让自己成为一位工作者。
You have to be a worker,
并且为此工作脚踏实地的付上努力的代价。
And to be hardworking.
用认真负责的态度去完成
and to be responsible and to finish the task.
并且有坚持到底的决心
and stay on the job, adhere to the end.
这样才能够荣神益人啊
and that way you can glorify God and benefit people around
you. 这也是神对你对我的期待
That's God's expectations toward us.
有人说、我退休了、我不用工作、
Some people say, I've retired. Why do I need to work still?
谁说的你还在呼吸啊、
so、
你还在活着
Are you still
神就有托付给你啊
God's still giving you jobs.
所以你是全时间荣耀神的人。
So you're a full-time worker for God.
Yeah, 所以很多的事情你都可以做的。
You can do a lot of things to glorify God even you have retired.
作为一个基督徒
so as a Christian,
我们需要拥有一份好的职业。
We need to have a good job.
这个职业并不是为了证明自己的能力与成就。
A good profession, but not to prove our abilities.
而是为了珍惜这是神给你荣耀他的机会。
But cherish the opportunities that God giving you.
无论是农工商
to glorify God.Whatever jobs you do,
蓝领、白领或黑领或是无领
white collar, blue collar, no collars.
我相信人人只要相信自己的职业只是上帝所指派的，就一定有它的价值与贡献。
If you believe a job is given by God, and you will have its value and its contribution in this community,
那么人人将以更愉快的心情来执行与完成任务。
Then you will be more than happier to finish this task.
个人也必更安于他的本分，能以忍耐去排除所有的忧虑和克服所遭遇的一切困难。
Then you will be more submissive in your workplace and to overcome all the difficulties and worries.
所以当你能够流汗满面，也就是尽心竭力的态度的时候，其实是关乎自己。
When you can sweat on your face, when you devoted in your job, that's actually very important for yourself.
因为那是一份发自内心深处的热情。
Because that's a passion from the bottom of your heart.
当你能够 才得糊口，表示你需要供应家人的需要，这是关乎他人。
So when you can make ends meet, we can provide food for your family, and that means you are actually considering other people.
那是一种对于别人的责任。
You're very considerate to your family, and you're actually responsible to your family.
当你直到归途，那是一份坚持到底的决心，这是关乎上帝，因为那是一项从神领受的使命。
So you work until you go back to the earth. That's a devotion to the Lord. That's a mission that you have actually taken from the Lord.
每个职业都有它的特殊性。
So every mission has its specialty.
当你进入这个职业
，When you enter a profession，
你要先找到它的热情，发现它的。找到责任以及他的使命。
You have to first find if you have passion for that profession or not. If you can be responsible for that profession,
这样你就能够找到荣耀神的机会。
Otherwise, you won't be able to glorify God.
例如，作为一个基督徒职业运动员
，as a professional athlete，
也许对他而言，他如何打一场好球来见证荣耀神，会比他星期天放弃球赛找一个教会聚会来的重要。
So maybe for this athlete, how to play very well in a game is more important than going to church to worship God.
对一个基督徒老师而言，也许放这个下课辅导需要帮助的这些清寒学生，会远胜过赶回家带领小组聚会还的重要。
As a Christian teacher, it might be more important for a teacher to help a student more than to go back home to lead a family gathering.
我们没有权利去批评、去论断任何职业的好坏。
We should not judge these people.
我们只有尽心在我们现有的位置上来寻求，并知道如何来荣耀神。
So we need to know what God wants us to do and how to glorify in our professional fields.
努力找到神赋予你这个工作的使命与意义。
Trying to find out the mission, your missions, the meaning of this job.
任何职业只要是正当的，都没有所谓卑贱或尊贵。
There's no hierarchy among our jobs.
只要顺从自己所得的呼召去做。
As long as they're appropriate and we are following our callings.
在神的眼光当中，任何的工作都有它的重要价值和意义的。
So in God's eyes, all jobs have their values and meanings.
盼望我们一起珍惜神给我们的任何的工作机会，借此来荣耀他，并祝福我们周围的人。你们说好不好
？So let us just cherish God's opportunities, so that we can glorify God and bless the people around us.
换句话说，我们的工作，借着我们的工作，我们来为他而活。
So in other words, we need to live for God through our jobs.
那我们一起来。